You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we look at Knowledge Store inside of Azure Cognitive Search. Imagine being able to get structured data out of unstructured things to do amazing applications. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about Knowledge Store in Azure Cognitive Search. I've got a special guest with me. How you doing, my friend?
Great, Seb. It's absolutely great to be on the show.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Vinod Kurpan, and I'm a program manager on the Azure Cognitive Search team. And I work on scenarios that deal with ingesting your data and enriching with AI skills as we load that data into the search index for you.
Awesome. So for those that don't know what Azure Cognitive Search is, can you give us a 10-second elevator pitch?
Yes. So Azure Cognitive Search is a search as a service solution. We have a number of different capabilities that are built into the search solution. Obviously, you get a search index where you can do full text searching, but we also have ways for us to be able to enrich your data as it's being brought into the index to ensure that your search experience is more relevant and tuned to your application's needs.
Fantastic. So what is Knowledge Store and what does it have to do with all of this?
Great. So the Knowledge Store is a new feature in Azure Cognitive Search. And one of the things that we do that we can apply enrichments as we're bringing your data into the search index is using a knowledge store to be able to represent this data in a form that is not necessarily just the search index itself. So think about scenarios, Seth, where you've got, for example, a web application where you want to be able to provide a rich and relevant search experience, but you also want to be able to represent this information in a way that is maybe different from just the way it's stored in the search index. So for example, data in your search index is stored as plain text. You might have PDF files that you're ingesting, enriching, and then making those searchable. But when you want to render this information back, you might want to render it in a way that breaks apart this PDF file into different components and makes it easy for you to be able to create a web-based experience based on that. What the Knowledge Store allows you to do is take each of these components, enrich it, and then be able to store them in a way that aligns with that search experience. That is just one example of how you could use the Knowledge Store.
I see. So basically, if I'm understanding this right, the index is designed primarily for searching and returning documents. The knowledge store is for storing whatever you want based upon the arrangements and whatever format that you need to do other things.
Yeah, so exactly, right? So there's a couple of, fairly straightforward or canonical scenarios that customers want to use this data in. One example is, for example, building a data visualization dashboard. So we have a set of tools that you could use the Knowledge Store for to be able to enrich your data, project it, and structure it in a way that is just instantly recognizable within Power BI. So all you have to do is enrich your data, project it out into the Knowledge Store, point Power BI at your knowledge store as a data source, and Power BI instantly knows how to recognize that data, how to preserve those relationships that we've built in within that data, and how do you navigate through that data. So think about scenarios where you want to maybe explore this data in a dimension that is not best suited for search. For example, you want to look at things, how it's iterated over time, or how something has changed over time. And so you should be able to use the time dimension within Power BI. There's a number of different visualizations that allow you to do that, but the data is presented within the knowledge store, and you should now be able to visualize how your data has evolved over time.
All right, well, let's look at the process. I see you have a really awesome graphic here.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about what the enrichment pipeline looks like, right? So for those of you who are familiar with the cognitive search process, you typically start with your data in a data source. That data source is essentially one of the data sources that we support. It would be either things like, a blob storage account, a SQL database, a Cosmos database, and there's a number of different data sources we support. You bring that data into your enrichment pipeline, which is essentially your indexer, through a field mappings. Then it goes through a process we call document cracking. And document cracking is essentially, think of it as a way for us to crack open your document and extract the actual contents that could be then enriched. So if you're dealing with, if it's a Cosmos database, so it's just a document, in that case, we're talking about essentially just looking at each of the different objects within that document. But if it's something more complex like blob storage, for example, we're talking about, opening up a Word document and looking at each of the different elements within it, which might be text or images. And so you're now essentially in the enrichment pipeline with the contents of your document that can then be enriched with skills. And skills are typically one of two types. They're either cognitive skills or custom skills. And essentially what a skill does is it acts on a component of the data that is extracted from the document as part of document cracking and can then enrich that. So think about a scenario where you've got a document, let's just assume it's a PowerPoint file with a number of different bullets and text and images. And so you're able to enrich all these different components as you go along. So you're able to run text analytics skills on some of these on the text. You're able to run some image skills on the images. And now you've got this enriched document that contains all the things that you extracted out of your data source. In addition to that, it also contains all these different enrichments that you've just been able to run on this particular document. At this point, you can now obviously continue down the path of actually projecting this information out into the search index, but you could also project that information out optionally into the knowledge store. And what the knowledge store allows you to do is project this information out into tables, objects, and files. So tables, think about it as data that you want to represent as highly structured data, but relatively low in terms of data size. Objects are things, think about it as JSON files that are essentially a large representation of what each of these objects could look like. And files are images or other binary objects that you generate as part of your enrichment pipeline. So the knowledge store allows you to take each of these different constructs and be able to project your data out in each of these constructs depending on what is the specific need that you want to solve for. So for example, we talked about a couple of different scenarios, like for example, the app scenario or Power BI. So you would choose what exactly you want to do and project this data out into the knowledge store based on any of those scenarios and how you plan to use that data.
That makes sense. And so as I'm looking at this, it's basically a way for getting additional information out of your unstructured data and structuring it in a data source, for example, that you like a table, for example. But is it smart enough to know like relationships between things?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? So the one thing that it can do is not just relate your data within tables. So for example, when you go create a knowledge store, and then you use projections to project your data out, and you choose tables as the projection that you want to work with. We will obviously layer out the data in a way that preserves the relationships within the object that you're representing. But we also give you the ability to define what those relationships are when you're working across different projection types. So for example, you might start with, hey, I've got a PowerPoint file that I want to be able to project out in a way that I save all the images that I have extracted out of the PowerPoint file as files. I want to store some of the larger pieces of information. For example, if I did OCR on those images, there's a huge layout text element that comes out of it. I want to store that in the objects. And then I want to store all the structured insights that I captured out of these images in tables. So now you can not just structure this information or project this information in a way that allows you to do each of these things, but it also builds the relationships across these different projection types. So now you can start from a particular file and say, oh, what are the different pieces that I could identify out of this from a layout perspective, and go find the particular object that represents the layout text. And then you could also say, oh, what are the different structured insights that I captured out of this, and then go find the particular rows within table storage that represent that particular structured insight that could be captured out of that file object that you were looking at.
And this is pretty amazing, because I knew that there was relationships within the tables. I didn't know there was relationships across all three of the things, which is pretty cool. Now, here's another question. Can you give us an example of where this has been being used to great effect?
Yeah, so a good example of one of the key scenarios where this is actually being used is, for example, we recently worked with the Metropolitan Art Museum, and we worked with them in terms of enriching their entire catalog of images to then be able to use the knowledge store to be able to represent that structured information that could be then used in a Power BI experience. So the first thing that you're seeing right now is, and I'll switch to an actual live demo actually, because I think that might be the best way to sort of like talk through this. So this is a demo that we built based on the Met's catalog of images. And what you're seeing here is, for example, each of these different images it represents, in this case, it's buttons that were extracted from their catalog, right? So I can search for, I can use the key phrase tool to now say, I'm probably looking for example, for furniture, and now I can start seeing how each of these elements now responds, because it's using the structured or relationships within the data to now go find all the different artworks that are tagged with the word furniture, and is also able to plot them on the map because it now knows that you know, these particular pieces of art were taken from a collection that belonged to a period of time in one of these particular locations in the world. And so you're now able to not just explore this data through a search index, but also expand this and look at it linearly over time or look at it across the geography of distribution of your data to now then say, what are the interesting insights that I can capture on the out of this based on the enrichments that I was able to run on this particular data set?
Well, Vinod, this is pretty amazing stuff. Not only are you able to use Azure Cognitive Search to just do the regular searching stuff, but you're saying with the knowledge store, you're able to even build more advanced applications by redirecting the intelligence that's gathered during indexing into a different location. Is that about sum it up?
That sums it up, Seth. Thank you so much. That is absolutely correct. And not only are we seeing incredibly interesting ways in which customers are using this, but we're also starting to see more of a actor learning pattern that's being built out based on being able to project your data out into the knowledge store and then use that as a data set with an Azure ML or a downstream ML application. But that's a more advanced topic, probably worth an episode in itself. But yeah, there's a lot of interest in the knowledge store and a lot of different ways in which you can use your enriched data outside of just the search experience.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And for those that are watching, thank you so much for watching. We're learning about knowledge store in Azure Cognitive Search. Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.